Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Never dead, connected, no, no. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Can you sing with me this evening? Can I hear you sing it? Sing it for me tonight. Come on, sing.
Can you stand?
place I'd rather be, cause there is no place, there is no place, there is no place, there is no place. Well, there's no place we'd rather be, Lord. For there's no place we'd rather Hallelujah. 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 Falling in love with Jesus. Glory be to God. Falling in love with Jesus. Was the best thing I ever, ever done. Worship God, amen, hallelujah. Father, we give you praise tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise God. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing we ever done. That's an awesome thing when you know you got a connection with the Lord like that, when you can think about him and all the things he has done, brother Dale, all the things he woke us up early this morning, not just because we were just so good on yesterday, not just because we did some awesome things, but it was because of his love. But Dale, he loved us so much. The Bible said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. You know, people use that as a cliche. Well, when you really got an intimate relationship with him, when you just thinking about him, because you know, not just because what you did was so good yesterday, he allowed you to be here today, brother Dale, it caused you to wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus, for another day.
That's right.
Man, hey, brother Dale, I'm going to get out the way, but I want to say this with love. Man, if I'm wrong, Lord, forgive me. There are some people just don't know how blessed we really are. Sometimes we think we are here, Doc. Sometimes we think we are here because we did some things, man. We did some great things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Sometimes we. I'm telling you, when I heard the brother say, "Fall in love." Once you said you're in love with God, once you said you're in love, you got an intimate relationship with the Lord. I'm talking about, when I say intimate, I mean you know from the bottom of your heart that's the only person, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that you want to come in your spiritual life. Your spiritual
that's
life.
Right.
Your spiritual
that's
life.
Right.
You don't want to let nobody enter that spiritual life and take control of it. When you get in deep in love, I'm going to get out the way when I say this. When you get in deep in love with the Lord, you don't want to make him mad at you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You want to please him. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know if I didn't got so close with him right now, but, man, I'm so scared to do some things out here and do right here now. The things I used
you know
to
what,
do, man,
Brian?
I'm scared to think about it. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, you said something. You say, I don't want him to be mad at me. And, you know, that's what David found out when David did what he did.
He made
the Lord mad, and he was like, oh, my goodness. Boy, I don't want to see this side of him. And he said, create in me a clean. He said, search me. Man, I done ticked you off to the, oof. He said, search me. And if you find anything that's not right, take it out. Well, he realized real quick. Man. Most high,
I'm gonna do this with you.
As humbly as we know how, giving you thanks this morning for waking us up. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll take care of you. You good.
Touching
I want
up
to
with
add
the
this
of life. And we just want to say, I'm gonna let you. And we just want to say, as we decrease, we ask that you increase. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us in the way that you will have us to go. Give us understanding.
Sir.
Give us wisdom. Give us knowledge of your word.
Yes, sir.
We'll be so ever mindful to give you the praise, and we say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, you're good, man. I'm good.
Okay, because you said so much. So, man, I love reading. And but you said so much. You kind of coincided with what I'm with what they gave me this morning. When I was praying about the boldness, where the Holy Spirit was leading me, I'm going to read this morning. And the Holy Spirit wants us to really listen to what's being said and to take notes in your spiritual mind. Because we've been taken to a different level and didn't understand it. Like I keep saying on last week when Brother Nutty was saying, what are you saying? When we've been pushed out into the water just a little bit further and now your toes is off the ground, we can't depend on nobody but the Holy Spirit.
All
right. We realize that there are sharks under the water and sometimes the waves may roar. But we realize that Jesus said, peace, be still. I'm being taken where I'm being taken. So y'all pray for me. Because I could do this with boldness. So I'm just going to read. I'm going to read this morning. But I have to go. I had a client that called me, want me to see them at 9. So I'm going to try to get out of here by 8:45. But it's going to be a little bit more to it, but I'm going to read what I can read today. And please don't hesitate to come in, because if I need to stop and we can talk about some things, that's fine too. Like I say, I'll pick it up the next time the Holy Spirit says that they'll have me to speak. this is where I'm going. This is where I'm going. The Testament of Reuben. Y'all just sit back and listen. Testament of Reuben, the firstborn son of Jacob and Leah. Reuben, the firstborn son of Jacob and Leah. The man of experience counsels against fornication and points out the ways in which men are most apt to fall into error. The copy of the Testament of Reuben. We know Reuben was the firstborn son of the 12 tribes of Israel. Even the commands which he gave his sons before he died in the 125th year of his life. If the Holy Spirit gives you something to say, chime in. 2 years after the death of Joseph, his brother, when Reuben fell ill, his sons were gathered together to visit him. And he said to them, my children, behold, I am dying, and go the way of my fathers. And seeing there Judah and Gad and Asher, his brothers, he said to them, raise me up that I may tell to my brethren and to my children what things I have hidden in my heart. For behold, now at length, I am passing away. And he rose and kissed and said unto them, Hear, my brethren, and do ye, my children, give ear to Reuben, your father, in the commands which I give unto you. And behold, I call to witness against you this day the God of heaven, that ye walk not in the sins of you and fornication wherein I was poured out and defiled the bed of my father, Jacob. Does anyone remember that story in the scriptures?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was he was upset with his father, but his father went away, and he went in and slept with one of his concubines. He says, and I tell you that he smote me with a sore plague in my loins 7 months, and had not my father Jacob prayed for me to the Lord would have destroyed me. So after he slept with her, he came down with something in his loins, for I was 30 years old when I wrought the evil thing before the Lord. And for 7 months I was sick unto death. And after this, I repented. See, that's what I like, because a lot of times we just read about the ones in the Bible, but Reverend Bryant talks about repentance all the time. And the Holy Spirit just said, read this, because we need to know that it is about repentance. And more, they all had to repent. And after this, I repented with set purpose of my soul for 7 years before the Lord. So he changed everything. He sought the Lord out after he repented for 7 years. And wine and strong drink I drank not, and flesh entered not into my mouth, and I ate no pleasant food, but I mourned over my sin, for it was great, such as had not been Israel. And now hear me, my children, what things I saw. So in this fasting, in this repentance, see what things happen when we repent. And now, hear me, my children, what things I saw concerning, listen to this, 7 spirits of deceit when I repented. And now, hear me, my children, what things I saw concerning the 7 spirits of deceit when I repented. So then he said, 7 spirits, man. And they are the leaders in the works of you. So there are 7 spirits appointed against us, and they begin to come at us in our youth. Then he says, and 7 other spirits are given to him at his creation, that through them should be done every work for man. So we were given a polar opposite. So then he says, so he's going to give us the first 7 that was given to us at the creation. He says, the first is the spirit of life. Now he's talking to his children. He says, the first is the spirit of life with which the constitution of man is created. The second is the spirit of sight with which ariseth desire. So you have to be able to see to desire. The third is the spirit of hearing, with which cometh teaching. The fourth is the spirit of smell, with which tastes are given to draw air and breath. You know, you smell something, and then I'd be like, man, I can almost taste that. That smells so good. But these were all given to you. He said the fifth is the power of speech, knowledge. The sixth is the spirit of taste, with which cometh the eating of meats and drinks, and by its strength is produced. For in food is the foundation of strength. The seventh is the power of procreation and sexual intercourse, with which through love of pleasure, sin enters in. And I kept going back over that and kept going back over that, and I said, you know what? I wonder how many of us really realize that these were spirits, that hearing is a spirit, smell is a spirit. When you say life, we understand that, you know, taste is a spirit. Speech is a spirit. And now, hear me, my children, what things I saw concerning the seven spirits. He says, wherefore, the seventh is the power of procreation and sexual intercourse, with which through love of pleasure, sin enters in. But then he says this, wherefore, it is the last in order of creation and the first in that of youth, because it is filled with ignorance and leadeth the youth as a blind man to a pit and as a beast to a precipice. So I can look up that word precipice, and it means it, to a steep place, a perilous position. Fall into great depth. So even though it's the last of the things that he gave us that we need, it's the first thing that comes out of us in our youth. And he's saying that if we're not careful with it, it'll lead you to some undesirable places. He says, besides all these, there is an eighth spirit of sleep, with which is brought about the trance of nature and of death. And he's saying if we're not careful, that spirit of sleep, it'll overtake us, and we'll be walking around just in a trance, looking for these unwanted spirits. And so what are these unwanted spirits? He says, with these spirits are mingled the spirits of error. So with the seven spirits that we get at creation, there are these seven other spirits of deceit. And we get these, they're called the spirits of error. And these are mixed with the spirits that we get when we're born. He said, the first, the spirit of fornication, is seated in the nature, in the senses. The second, the spirit of insatiability, being insatiable, in the belly. The third, the spirit of fighting, in the liver and gall. The fourth is the spirit of, this word here, obsequiousness and chicanery, that through officiousness, attention, one may be fair in seeming. So that means being humble, you being complying to the will of that person, to mean be petty or to trick that person, or even asking to do something because you got a whole ulterior motive. And that was what we was talking about a week or so ago when it was talking about those spirits coming in unaware. You know, sliding in beside you. I say I'm a Christian, but I like to go to the strip club. You see? And so that's what that would mean. That's the fourth spirit, obsequiousness and chicanery, that through officiousness, attention, one may be fair in seeming. They seem fair, but they have a whole ulterior motive. The fifth is the spirit of pride, that one may be boastful and arrogant. The sixth is the spirit of lying and perdition and jealousy, to practice deceits and concealments from kindreds and friends. The seventh is the spirit of injustice, with which are thefts and acts of rapacity, that a man may fulfill the desire of his heart for injustice, working together with the other spirits by the taking of gifts. And with all these, the spirits of sleep is joined, which is that of Anne's fantasy. And my brother says, when I read that, I thought about, I think it was Brother Nutty I was talking about, was reading, was that Corinthians, when Paul said, I would do good, evil is present, that I don't want to do, I find myself.
Brother Randy.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, so when I read that, I say, okay, because the scripture says out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. And when I read that, I was saying, this is what we go through. It's what we go through. And with all these, the spirit of sleep is joined, which is that of error and fantasy. And so perisheth every young man, darkening his mind from the truth, and not understanding the law of God, nor obeying the admonitions of his father, as befell me also in my youth. He say, so, you know, if you don't be careful, it'll catch you. He say, because it caught me, and now I'm warning you. He say, and now, my children, love the truth, and it will preserve you. Hear ye the words of Reuben, your father. Pay no heed to the face of a woman, nor associate with another man's wife, nor meddle with the affairs of womankind. For had I not seen Builder bathing in a public place? Yes, sir.
Have we talked?
Yes,
did you tell
yes,
me
sir.
About your lesson before you get, huh?
Have we talked?
No, sir.
What
you coming from scripture, right? You're in the book, right?
I'm in the book, yeah.
So can you do the scripture call out again? Because I'm going to get behind you in a minute because I want you to know I haven't talked to you, right?
No.
You haven't talked, right? You haven't discussed no lesson plan or nothing, right? Okay.
No, sir.
Get that scripture out again.
Which one?
Where you're teaching from?
It's a book that I'm reading.
I know, but you got the context with the scriptures, right? It's a foundation there, right?
Yeah. But you talking about the spirits mingle with error?
Yes.
I think it's Romans 7. Is that what you talking about, Brother Randy was talking about?
No, you good on that. You good with that. I don't want to mess up your thought. Go ahead. You good. Go ahead. I got you.
Okay, because we can go back to it. Make it plain to us, because I'm almost done. Hold on a second.
No, what I wanted to say, because you're doing some great teaching, but I wanted you to, because you gave context, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And some of the context you gave to, we can draw it from the scripture, too. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're saying it because you know it. You know what I'm talking about? You know,
yeah.
If you give it context, it's because somebody don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like you're reaching from there, but I know you're not reaching. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, would you help me out when I'm done? Because that's what happened. Because I didn't have time to put all of that down.
You're good.
Thank you. My brothers and sisters, y'all forgive me. I didn't have time to put all of that down. But he's right, because this does coincide, because this is the first son of the 12 tribes of Israel, and he's giving an account to his brothers that helped set him up, and his sons and his grandsons before he passes. And so he's saying in his life, this was that thing that he really had a problem getting over, but it's deep, you know, because he said, before I done this, nothing like this had ever happened in Israel. So it was a burden to his soul, and the Holy Spirit gave him how it takes you as a youth, as a young man. And even though the Holy Spirit gives us those seven things, he gives us life first. He gives us procreation last. And after he did everything with Adam and Eve, then he told them, be fruitful and multiply. But we take the last and make it the first. And we run about. And honestly, we really shouldn't be having intercourse until we procreate. That's why he said bring up a child in the way that he should go, because we should be bringing up children in the admonition of the kingdom of God. And a lot of times we're not. We're just running to and fro, having fornication, you know, baby over here, baby over there, five babies and four daddies. And yeah, so that's what he's saying. But I'm almost through. He said, let me read this again. He said, and now, my children, love the truth, and it will preserve you. Hear ye the works of Reuben, your father. Pay no attention to the face of a woman, nor associate with another man's wife, nor meddle with affairs of womankind. For had I not seen Bilhah bathing in a covered place, I had not fallen into this great iniquity. He said, for my mind, taking in the thought of the woman's nakedness, suffered me not to sleep until I had wrought the abominable thing. For while Jacob, our father, had gone to Isaac, his father, you know, Abraham had Isaac, Isaac had Jacob. So Jacob is going back to visit Isaac, his father. He said, when we were in Eder, near to Ehart in Bethlehem, Bilhah became drunk and was asleep, uncovered in her chamber. Having therefore gone in and beheld her nakedness, I wrought the impiety without her perceiving it, and leaving her sleeping, departed. And forthwith an angel of God revealed to my father concerning my impiety. And he came and mourned over me and touched her no more. I'm going to stop right there, because it's some more to it. But it's so much in this. And the Holy Spirit was giving me that to read, you know, and to just read things and allow the Holy Spirit to work with us in these things, in these last days. And so him being the first one, that's what he had to go through. And I remember Pastor Sherman saying the other day when he preached how everybody's road is different. This was his road. But guess what? Them other 11, they also had roads. But they also had the same road, which was envy and jealous, because they tried to kill their brother. But I like what you said, pay no heed to the face of a woman. That stuck out with me, because we can get so caught up in this system. This system is the whore in the Bible. It's the whore. And what he was saying is, from a spiritual perspective, pay no heed to the face of a woman. Don't look at all of this stuff out here and let it entice you with its beauty, like the face of a woman would do. And then we fall into sin, and we fall into fornication, wanting to do more for the world, wanting to be so much a part of the world than we do with the Father. Associate with another man's wife. This system belongs to Satan. It's his woman. It's his whore. We are the bride of Christ. She walks around. You see how she walks around. You see how the women walk around. You see how the men walk around. Us being the bride of Christ, there is a way we should dress. There is a way we should be adorned. When people see our face, it should look totally different from the face of the world. When people see our dress, they should see us dressed totally different from the ways of the world. And I'm talking about not just in a physical way, but in a spiritual way. That's why Scripture say, let your light so shine before men, they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Who is in heaven. And so if there's anybody, I have to get ready to go right now. But there is some more to this. And so, Reverend Bryant, Reverend Henry, my brothers and sisters, this is what I was praying about, the boldness in bringing other parts to the scriptures so that we can see, you know, our ancestors, what they went through, because they were everyday people just like we were, just like we are. They're everyday people. They went through the same struggles, but a lot of times we don't hear about it, we don't read about it, and the Holy Spirit is just wanting to open up our understanding about so many more things and relate it to the Bible. And at the end of the day, what it does, it fills in gaps about things we read that sometimes we may not have a clear understanding about. So pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. That's all I have this morning.
Hey, Brother Darrell. And Rev, come on in, Rev. Brother Darrell, let me give you something.
Yes, sir.
When I say this, yeah. Thank you for that lesson. Thank you for what you God gave you from your heart, you know, because of practical teaching. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Practical teaching is what we need today to help us understand it in a different perspective for someone's eyes and heart what God gave them. And I thank you for your boldness, because a lot of things you said, man, we haven't even talked, man. We haven't talked at all. But I'm going to put it like this here, that God is speaking to your lesson. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this here, and it's not, it might not be popular. I was entertained to on the back line. I mean, on the front line, wherever you want to call it, yesterday, right? And they had some women on a show, a blog show, and it was the women were telling them what they want out of a man. You know what I'm saying? I know. I'm not telling nobody how they run their show. I didn't tell them what they do, how they do it. It's their business. You know what I'm saying? You hit on some things. That we entertain is a lot of things, you know. So I'm just saying me, you know. I'm not speaking on nobody. You can do what you want to. You pay your bills. You do what you want to. That's what I was talking about, falling in love with Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about.
When you fall in love with Jesus, that's why everybody. I'm glad, because you got to come back with some more context with that. You got to come back and open that up some more, because I don't want to get in your lesson plan, because I'm just going to tell you what I got out of that is these spirits will transfer. These spirits will transfer. We block things. We block the things we don't want in, right? We block it, Reverend Henry, but we don't want in. We don't want like some of us, we don't want cussing to come to us. We don't want fornication to come to us. We don't want lying. But we allow stealing come in our life. We allow backbiting come in our life. We allow covetousness come in our life. But we don't want everything else. And watch the other stuff, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You're touching on some things. It's so broad, man. You know what I'm talking about? But I just want to tell you, man, I know I haven't talked to you. You brought out some things. You were saying, well, I heard yesterday, that we flirt with a lot of things as believers. You know, we try to do a lot of things, man. I know I probably said the same and pleased a lot of folks, but let me tell you something. God is speaking, man. We got to watch how we entertain our spiritual man to things. Yeah, our flesh desires some things. Does it desire the Lord to cause us to look at this thing? Would the Lord be pleasing with it, Reverend Henry? Would he be pleasing me going out and dating? Now, watch this, Reverend Henry. I know me, you tight. You understand what I'm going to say? Would the Lord please go out and hit no Reverend Henry's wife? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Would the Lord be pleased with me there? And I stand in the pool to teach God's word and lead God's people and say, I love my brother. No. God's going to open my sin up. He's going to expose my sin. Brother Darrell?
Yeah. He's
going to expose my sin. He's going to let me. And it's a good thing if I did get exposed, because it ain't after death. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It ain't to death, because he allowed me right now to get it right. He allowed me right now to get it right. Right, you can get it right today. You don't have to live in sin. You know, everything ain't funny. Everything ain't cool. I just don't think everything is cool, man. You know what I'm talking about? we only cool and drinking stuff here, and we allow anything to come up because we got a mind, and we want to put, man, well, you got some stuff there. I'm trying to stay away from it. But Reuben loved Joseph. Yeah, I mean, yeah. He's loving him, right? Loved him so much that even though he got mad, what he said he was going to be over them, he got mad because his father gave him that yellow, a yellow, purple, green. What other color was in there? Black. He got mad. You know what I'm talking about? And they all cahoots and wanted to bury him. But Reuben loved his brother. Because when he came back and they saw him and put him in that hole, he told him, get him out of there. Let's do something different. Let's do something different. This is the same one. Spirits will transfer, my brothers and sisters. Why not get in the world where you can be around somebody of child? I'm not saying we're perfect. Brother Dan ain't perfect. Eric ain't perfect. Brother Henry ain't perfect. But we're trying to live close to the Lord. We're trying to live close to the Lord. When we see foolishness and we see things going on and we sit there entertaining, we're just the worst of the one giving it. Definitely hold still. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Dan? Brother, did I follow?
You're good.
I'm driving, so I know you got to get out of there. I know you got to go, man. I can't stay too long myself.
That stuff that
you got there. It got some this is me, brother. There, we got to put scripture with it, right? You know, even though you got some good information there, and it's truthful information. I know the scripture, right? I feel like I know for some of the stuff you talking about. Jesus said over there in Romans over there, in Romans 1 over there, he said, I will turn you into a reprobated mind.
That's
and he
it.
Was calling the spirits out.
Yeah.
He was calling the spirits
yeah.
out. You know what I'm talking about? And it'll help us, man. Hey, man, you ain't going to believe it. I'm driving to work, right? I probably got nothing before because I'm looking at something, Reverend Henry. I'm looking at something. That's a meat there, man. You know what I'm talking about? And it's so much meat there, it's not popular. It's not popular there because you start messing with people's business, they say. Get my business. Brother, thank you for the word. Thank you for how you encourage us, man. And if it be God's will, man. If it be his will.
Yeah.
Well, we got to finish that there,
good
man.
Morning.
We got to finish that.
Good morning. Before Brother Dare get off, I want to say something that I got out to listen a while ago. Good morning, everybody. I'm sorry for breaking in here. But I just want to say this to him. He's talking about boldness, and then he was talking about beauty and how people envy and jealous. But when you bold, you showing the beauty of God because you're showing you love God. And the devil don't like for you to be bold, and that's the beauty of it. Is when you sip it, that's what I got out of today. You know, when you say, I love God, I'm going over, I ain't going to cuss, I ain't going to do this, I'm going to try my best to stay on that path, that's the beauty of it. So when the adversary sees you ready to lift the God up and stuff there, he sent his soldiers out there to try to tear you down, look at you another way and talk about you and get you to feel in some type of way because you was bold with it, that the beauty of God got you feeling that you don't need to be in that situation. That's what I got out of that today, Brother Darrell. That's where that image comes from, that beauty, looking in the, we put it in looking at the pretty women and pretty cars and stuff like that, but it could be the beauty of God. That's what I got out of this morning. I just want to say that before you get off.
Thank you.
I'm still
on. I'm on mute.
Okay. That's all I had to say. Good morning, everybody. I'm back out of the way, brother. Here.
You know, it is hot in there, and we can rehash that again because it is. It's a lot in there. But you know, my brother and sister, he's getting us ready. You know, because Reverend Brian says it all the time. Time is short, and he named this God's plan because he wants to open up some things to us in these last days to give us strength to be able to hold on we don't know what's coming down the pipe. But we know who holds what's coming down the pipe. But he's given us strength. He's given us food, spiritual food, that we will be able to sustain and be fortified in these last days. And I just believe that's what he said. That's what God's plan is. He's trying to lift us up. He's trying to lift us up. He's pushed us a little bit further out into the water. The only person we're going to be able to depend on is the Holy Spirit, a personal and intimate connection with him. Hey, that's it. There ain't no ifs, ands, buts, ain't no way around it. That's it, brother. That's it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro.
Thank you,
bro. Go ahead,
bro. Yeah. Go ahead. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. All right. We got watchful and alert. Watchful and alert. Beautiful, beautiful lesson this morning. God bless us once again. Thank you, Amartha, for the spiritual nuggets you gave us. She sent in watchful and alert. Best way to escape temptation is to run to God. Praise the Lord. Oh, man, mama, when you run to him, can't help but fall in love with him, for he gives you that security. He makes you faith. He blesses us. Fills all your insecurity and give you strength that you would want to run to him, give you strength that you want to be pleasing in his sight, that you don't want to fall after these evils that was presented to us, that though we do slip up some time, but as quickly as we come to remember it, makes us run back to God. It makes us escape that. It makes us get strength. It makes us desire in our heart to want to repent, that we may be in God's good graces, that we not see that evil or that terrible side. Praise the Lord. Watchful and alert gave us Genesis, the 3rd chapter. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Praise the Lord. Stand firm in the faith. And Peter cautioned, be alert and be sober mind. The enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Oh, praise the Lord. But with God, we can be watchful and alert. As we said, we're keeping our head on a swivel. As the watchman stand on the wall, we should be watching. Be careful of these things that are going to and fro. Be careful of enticing things. Be careful of temptation. Be careful of things that will draw you away. And as they say, get you off your square. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Words of the wise. True wisdom begins and ends with God. True wisdom begins and ends with God. Praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes, words of the wise spoken quietly should be heard. Words of the wise spoken quietly should be heard. Praise the Lord. Beautiful today. Beautiful, beautiful lesson. Parting of recognition of the spirits. Wisdom is discovering how to listen and learn from each other. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's so beautiful how you're reading it, and we can find it in the scripture. I found some of it in Genesis. Praise the Lord. 40:49. Praise the Lord. And just the way God has a way of connecting things together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That men would know and understand his word. Hands off.
Praise the Lord. Hands off, be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46. Hands off, she gave us. When we put our problems in God's hand, he puts his peace in our heart. Praise the Lord. When we put our problems in God's hand, he puts his peace in our heart. God bless you. Thank you. And Martha for so beautifully blessing us that it all ties in together. Thank you, Lord, for this blessing. Thank you, Brother Teacher, this morning. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Doors open. If anybody want a little prayer, anybody want a little understanding, anybody just want to say thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother, you still there?
Yeah,
I'm driving. Praise the Lord. Okay. You got anything else?
Hey, Rev, ain't nobody hit the one button, Rev. Nobody hit the run button.
Okay.
Ain't nobody hit.
Okay, praise the
Lord. All right. But you got something, brother? You got something?
No, I just want to say this. You know, this is unconventional, but it's a lot to chew on. Be prayerful. My brothers and sisters, stay with God's plan. He has something for us. Stay with God's plan. That's it. Stay with God's plan. Stay with God's plan.
Father
God, Most High God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for feeding us this morning. You say if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. If there was anything said through the power of the Holy Spirit that was spoken this morning, we ask that you would give them wisdom and give them understanding in what you were saying and what you were conveying to us as a people. We love you. And we know you love us, but we love you. I feel the Holy Spirit this morning. That's it. That's it. That's power. Now I know how Reverend Henry and Reverend Bryant feel sometimes when you just say because you done read something and it's just so much in there that you can't cover it all.
Hey, brother.
And why,
brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna put a disclaimer right there. Now you need to come on back with that. You know, ain't nobody. We don't have no lead over. You know, everybody got an opportunity to express his love over here of God. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This is about what I'm not holding nothing. I'm just speaking for myself. You know what I'm talking about? But if you want to come back all week with that, you know, if it don't bother me, you know what I'm talking about?
You know, yeah.
That thing is broad. It's broad, man. It's real broad.
It's broad. Yeah, because you know, Reverend Brian, we just read about in the scriptures what he did. But then this is showing us what he went through for the rest of his life. You know, we didn't know that part. All we read is just, you know, he did it. But, man, he suffered. We didn't know that the Most High struck his loins for 7 months and he almost died. And then the forgiveness and the repentance that his dad gave him, you know. So many times, you know, we come on here and talk about I'm mad at this person, I'm mad at that. Man, you know, for your son for you to forgive, that's But then how it bothered Reuben for the rest of his life. He held that till his deathbed. And you know what else came to me? We all have something. We all have something that's holding us. That we have to fight that thing, you know. But then I think about Paul when he said, "Take this thing." He asked the Lord three times. Yeah. The Lord said, "My grace is sufficient. You did that thing, Reuben. My grace is sufficient. But it's gonna have I'm gonna have to let it eat at you for the rest of your life. You know, I'm gonna have to let it eat at you for the rest of your life. You repented. I've forgiven you." But, you know, there are so many people walking around here that don't realize why they're going, what they're going through, ailments, sicknesses, and all of these different things. Man. They haven't repented. And even if they have repented, they still have to go through it. I mean, I'm getting so much out of this. So. He's calling us to walk as straight and narrow as we can. He said narrow is the gate. That is small.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rambo.
Yeah. No, you're good. I'm listening to you, bro.
Yeah, and only a few. Don't let the beauty of this world, don't let the face of this world pull you away.
Uh-oh.
Hey, brother.
That's what I'm talking about right there. So you open up some things when you do these. You know, it's broader.
Yeah.
You can't narrow your information down to one little thing. It's broad, man, because you didn't see
it. Yeah.
And you didn't see it so corrupted, it'll be so what? Easy for set up. You know what I'm talking about? It's so easy. But we find ourselves doing it because it's so easy, man. You know what I'm talking about?
It
doesn't convict us. It doesn't convict
us. Right.
And that's some of the things you're bringing up. Because that was sin.
Yeah.
You know, folks don't like to use that word. That's not a cuss word. It's real. You can say
that's
sin.
Right.
You can say hell because it's in
right.
the Bible. we don't mind saying glory, heaven.
Yeah.
All praise be to God, but y'all got some words in there that wants something. It should prick your spirit when God speak to you, when he really speak to you. Not to just talk about, we hooked up on some things, and the adversary got us so wrapped up in some things in life that we don't know we missing our blessing, man. We are blessed. Who would you tell I'm missing my blessing? When you hear the word of God, when you
That's
hear the
right.
word talk, when you hear something and you feel a conviction, and you shine from that, that is the word of God trying to help us. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He's trying to help us. Trying to help us.
It's some more. And, on another day, I'll finish it out. And I'll go back over
there.
You know what? The Holy Spirit is going to give me some more. Well, I say me, but he's gonna, still gonna give us some more.
Well, you know, it's meat on the bone, you know. Wherever God put in your heart, you know, we don't practice nothing. We don't sit here, you know what I'm saying? We say something. We want everybody to participate, you know. But you can't make nobody do nothing, man. But what you do, what we do, is try to. I guess this is how God wanted to be, man. You know what I'm talking about? And then you said something in that scripture. You're not gonna find many people want to listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're going to find a lot of people want to hear that. You know, they want to go that Broadway. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That Broadway, everybody else. You can't, watch this, you can't get a line through. It's so broad sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? But boy, you talking about the word of God, and you talking about some not confusing Reverend Harry, you talking to sisters and brothers, you don't find too many people coming there. When you talking about somebody, that's too boring. But boy, it's going to come a time. Every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess. It's going to come a time. You don't keep having it today. Oh, yeah, you better maximize the days you got. And, boy, it's going to come a time. We're going to ask for everything. And especially if you don't repent from it. If you don't repent for it, you're about to answer for it.
Yeah.
He's gonna ask for it. Now, if you repent, he don't remember.
Yeah.
He told me it's in the book.
Yeah.
He don't remember if you repent. He ain't like us, bring it back all up again. No, once he forgave you, it's forgiven. It's forgiven. It's forgiven. You don't have to wrestle with that no more. You've been forgiven. Once you've been sincere with your heart, you say, Lord, I did wrong. Don't be up trying to fake God out with them fake moves. You can't fake God. He know what's in your words and what's in your content. You know, and he hear people's thoughts right now. He know it. He know it, brother. Dad. He know it. We can't fake him. You can fake me. You can fake brother Dad. I can fake myself sometimes. Then you let me know if you ain't fake me. I know ain't no good grammar. I know you got to get in there. I know you're 901. But thank you, brother. Thank you, brother, for that word, man. Thank you for the encouragement, man. If it be God's will, you know, if it be his will, you know, because you gave the word.
Good morning. Thank you, Aunt Martha. Love you.
All right.
I don't know, man. We're standstill. Anybody got anything? What we got there?
No. Good on this one.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit. We thank you, Father God, for how you came in today and you blessed us with the lesson plan, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for Brother Darrell, Lord, that he sit down and write and divide the word that you gave him. And you gave him so much in practical that none of us could hear it, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. If there's any conviction there, if there's anything was said and misunderstood, Lord, we ask you let the Holy Spirit guide us, Lord. Bless us, Lord, as we go a little farther in your word today. Bless us, Lord, of everyone that came out to listen and just want to tear with us just a little while, Lord. Bless even Aunt Martha, Father God, and her nuggets you get. Bless Reverend Henry and all the listening ears right now. Lord, we just ask you to move in our life, Lord, today, Lord. If there's anything that's not pleasing to you, Lord, we ask you to remove it, Lord. Put all you and us, not all of us in there, Lord. Lord, it's time out, Lord. We just ask you to come in the room, Lord. Bless us, Lord, and strengthen us, Lord. We ask you all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ's name. We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without
me. Thank you, Chief.
Don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Don't do it
Static man, but he was saying some things in there, my brothers and sisters, that if you're on that line, listen to me about and breathing right now, you ought to thank God for the blessings that he has gave you. Don't be selfish, but thank God, because he didn't have to do it, my brothers and sisters. My brother, I don't know how your line got open, brother. Your line open, brother. I didn't want to leave off here if you had something to say. 706.
Good morning. I just want to say thank you, Jesus, and thank you for the message of this morning. I needed to hear that because I've been struggling with some things, and God is good through it all. He did some things to me, so I just ask you to continue to pray for me and ask the Lord to continue to let His word just manifest throughout my mind, body, and soul, and let it live in my heart. So when I speak His word and demonstrate His word through my everyday living and stuff. So I thank God's plans, His beautiful spiritual healing for me this morning. Sometimes, you know, you need to hear, and He brought the word and He explained it so well. And Darrell, and I thank him for it, and I thank Jesus for letting him bring that message and open my mind up.
Because
God is so good. I didn't push the button, but I need to speak on this. And so I thank you again, brother. God bless you and God plans and everybody on the sound of my voice and stuff. So I came to pray for y'all as well.
God bless you, brother. And we praying for you, man. We praying with you and praying for you, man. We thank you, man. I tell you this, my brother, I know you here all the time. I know you here because I see you. Let me tell you something, brother. None come by coincidence. Everything come by season, too. That's a season sometimes God has to speak to us. You know, and some people think I'm tripping when I say this. If you've been walking with God just a little while, you know what I'm talking about. God allows you to go through some things. He just lets you go through it. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody been around long enough. My mother used to talk about less and get your ball sense. You know what you know, you spend that money, you have to pay for it.
that's right. Like you say, he allow you to go through some things. But as you going through, you're supposed to come out different if you spiritual. Uh-oh. In His word, you're going to look at things different.
Uh-oh.
You're going to look at things different. because like I said before here, things that used to upset me now don't get me wrong, they still attack me. But God put joy in my heart where I just smile at the devil and move on. Because when the Lord speaks to you, because I think I shared my testimony before with you, where I was standing in there washing up one morning and something, you know, boss came to me and said, turn it loose and move on. And I looked around and I asked my wife, I said, you say something to me? She said, no. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And from that moment on, I've been a changed man. I look at things differently.
Come on now.
Because I've been praying and praying. Mm-hmm. And one thing about my God, our God, is, if He don't change that situation, because He'll allow you to go through something, He'll change your thinking process so you can deal with it in a Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes.
So I'm so thankful that I was allowed to pick up on God's plan. It don't make a difference how I got a hold to it. I think it came through on the Willie Dog Show about 6 or 7 months ago. And I can tell you this is my church home now because since the virus came, I haven't been church in over a year, but church lived in me because body is the church. So, you know, so I stay in His word and let His word just manifest throughout my mind, body, and soul. And I try to share the word, you know, with other people, but you know, they look at your screen, they want to cut you down and stuff, but I laugh at them. You know, I don't laugh at their face, but my heart is so full of joy to smiling at them. Because, see, I say, Lord, show me my enemies and let me hear the ways of the wicked. And He's so good, if you know, all you got to do is just pay attention. God will build things to you because sooner or later they're going to show you with their mouth or their action. And so when I say, thank you, Jesus, God is so good. You know, So that's what I want to share with y'all. Thank you again for the message this morning. I got a spiritual healing, and I'm a tenure on. I'm a hold on to his unchanging name.
You.
And man, thank you again. I tend to pray for prayer. Hmm?
We look forward to, see, that's what we do, man. And you're part of this ministry, too. That's what we do. Even if y'all don't hit the one button, man, we know you're part of the ministry because I see the same numbers every morning. You know what I'm talking about? And I know you've been faithful, man. You know what I'm talking about? And it's a season, you know what I'm talking about, for everything, man.
Thank
we
you.
Just got to know when that God is speaking to us and acting. That's what you did. And ever since you did it, it ain't just because you name dropping right now. Because you know God put a conviction in your heart. And once you got an encounter with the Holy Ghost, and you hear that, you know, some people try to decipher things, my brother. And this brother Mike, right? Did I get the name right?
Milton. Some
people try to make the words fit them, you know what I'm talking about, so they can still do the things they do. But boy, when you just allow that spirit to open your heart up and say, Father, I don't understand, help me. You know what I'm talking about? Because even when I think I know, I really don't know. Because the Bible says your ways and your thoughts are far from me. So, Lord, help me with my finite mind. And he'll put something in your spirit like he did us. He changed us one day, didn't he?
Yeah.
He changed us one. That's why we've been running from running with him ever since.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't because we did something so great. It was because he found us in sin.
That's right. His grace and mercy.
I just thank you,
and you know, I'm going to continue to be a part of this show because I know it has been a major impact on my life.
Mm.
You know, I say this is my spiritual. I be needing that spiritual healing, and it's so good.
When
I sit back, I be listening and getting full of the Spirit. You know, so I don't push the button. I didn't push it this morning. But God kept me in. When
he
came in and bring you out on the other end.
Man, he chewed you right in. Yes, he does.
Yes. And I give him all the praise. And,
God bless you, brother.
Yeah, God bless you and everyone in the sound of my voice, you know, on the God plan, because we all blessed. Everybody blessed ain't the same, but if you hear, you're blessed.
There you go.
You're blessed.
There you go.
So we just have to keep each other lifted up in spirit and be thankful.
Yeah.
Do it all. Well, thank you, my brother, and y'all be safe and love you, and we'll continue to pray for each other.
There you go. If it be God's will.
Amen.
You got something before we go around?
No. I was just telling them, thank you. God bless you. Yeah.
Thank you. God bless
you. Yeah. All right, brothers. If it be God's will, we'll be back on tomorrow, you know. If nothing else, later on, our time is 5, right? And Eastern is 6. On the Will of Dog, them show later on, they know, so it's a ministry, they do the prayer hour, you know what I'm talking about? If you're not busy, you know what I'm talking about? Come out, hear some more words, you know? I like to eat, you know what I'm talking about? I go to the table, somebody, you can't eat off me the table, and they right, you can't eat off me the table. But it's going with your spiritual walk here too, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? You know, if somebody said you keep on messing with it, you're getting all... I'm telling you right now, I really believe God is going. He's not going to put us nowhere that we can't get out of. I know he can't. You know what I'm talking about? I believe that them guys are teaching and preaching God's word over there, Brother D, Brother Tim, Sister Brother D's ain't it, you know. I just believe that the word is going forward. Only God can do the things he does in our lives to make us be more hungry like we are. You know, some people say don't take all that. But if you knew my story, it'd take more than what he's doing. Some of us need a little bit more, Reverend. Some of us need a little more, Brother Milton. You know what I'm talking about? We kind of like glutton right now for the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God for the Holy Spirit. Everybody, we thank y'all. There you go. We thank y'all. We keep us in prayer, man, that we always keep God first. In Jesus' name, we pray always. Amen.
Amen.